It's 19 past 8 on a Tuesday morning, and he's just celebrated his birthday with scones, I'm sure.
Of course.
Yes. It's time for scone scoring, and we got Ruben in the studio. Good morning, Ruben.
And you know what, Liam? It really is a good morning. I'm happy. I'm alive. Another year done. Happy to be here. Many more scones to review.
Am I allowed to ask how old you are?
512, actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
quite good.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm not usually allowed to share that, but, you know, I got cursed by a scone wizard many years ago.
Oh, right, yes.
As long as I eat scones, I don't age. So,
oh, wow.
I'm really thinking 513 is the year, though.
So you have been telling me you've got a goodie and a baddie today.
Well, you know, I really do.
And I love this. What are this we gonna?
How do we want to start? Do we want to start with the bad one or start with the good one? Maybe we start with the bad one. I
want to end on a high.
Yeah, right. You know? Okay, cool. So, look, I mean, it's been a real whirlwind for scones in Christchurch this week. A lot of stuff going on. Many scones made. And I mean, you know, when you think about it, a lot of cafes, in fact, Ōtautahi really is the cafe city of Canterbury. Maybe even the South Island. I don't know what Dunedin's got.
I would go as far as saying that.
Yeah, you know, and so there's a lot of scones being made every day, and you know, it's a real whirlwind out there. It's a big job to have on my shoulders here, and you know, I do a lot of overtime for ADU, always out there trying to eat as many scones as possible.
What a shame.
Yeah. It's a hard life. In that, we've been really lucky to review some really special scones. You know,
we've
got Foundation, we've got a Kin, we've done some amazing stuff with the Supreme guys, Beat Street, awesome stuff. But unfortunately this week, yeah, there has been some sconage that really didn't tickle my fancy.
Yeah, right.
And really disappointed me in a way that I feel like, I don't know, it's c'est la vie, you know, it's part of life. But I would be a fool of a man to take my job so irresponsibly to not discuss the dark side of scones.
And in this term,
I had a really bad scone. And in fact, you know, I was thinking about this.
But also, do you know what a good scone is without first having a bad scone?
Well, completely, right? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Although, that said, I definitely think if you had this scone, you know what a bad scone is.
Oh, wow, okay.
Really not fun. And so I was thinking, you know, like, obviously, when we review, the only thing really external from the scone itself that we would kind of incorporate into our review is usually the butter.
Yes.
Or maybe jam and cream, if it's that sort of situation.
Yeah, your accoutrements.
Your accoutrements, yeah, exactly. But it did make me feel like the experience I had at this cafe really showed that perhaps I'm not as unbiased as I thought I was, because, you know, the coffee wasn't good, the service was kind of crap as well, and I think that definitely fed into my whole experience.
So I'm going to say,
as a disclaimer to the viewers, maybe if they had a better experience elsewhere in terms of their journey to this cafe, then the scone may have been better, but I highly doubt that.
Well, I will admire you for, you know, trying to be as kind of like clear and transparent as possible here.
Oh, 100%.
But, you know, the reality is every time you get a scone takeaway, for example, you know, that's going to affect your experience versus having it there. So, you know, we're never going to have a completely fair, unbiased, you know, platform in which to judge.
And that's life, you know. And I think in my 47 years of scone reviewing, I think I've really had to come and learn that in a different way.
So I think, yeah, maybe the overall experience was bad, but quite possibly the scone was also just bad. And it sounds like it was.
Oh, yeah. So let's break down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah. What was bad about it?
So the scone, you and I discussed before going on here, you know, I'm not going to reveal the name of this place for their own safety. Mm. Hey, I'll tell them what, though. They know who they are, and if they make me another bad scone, I'll plaster it all around town. So
yeah,
take this as a warning, guys. But let's just say it's on New Regent Street.
And okay.
It's down one end of that. In a particular end.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know where I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to this place before, and I wasn't super stoked the first time, but it was a few years ago, and I don't think I had a score, and I thought, hey, you know what? Everyone's allowed a second chance. They've got a great location. They're always bustling.
Totally. Totally. They are often busy there. Yeah.
Yeah, surely, you know. But, man, I was disappointed. Yeah, look, the scone came out. I actually, I've started taking photos of all my scones so that I can show you if I'm not here. So have a wee look at this bad boy.
A visual gauge.
So for the viewers back at home who can't see this, which is all of them, we've got ourselves, oh my gosh, that's my wallpaper background. Oh, that's another one. We've got ourselves, have a wee look, swipe through the next few as well. So we've got ourselves a round.
Oh, it looks quite cheesy.
Well, yeah, it looks cheesy. Yeah, there's definitely cheese on it. There's cheese on top. Now this was a flavoured scone. This is a cheese and onion flavoured scone.
Cheese and onion.
Cheese and onion, yeah. And I'll tell you what, I am a pescatarian man most of the time, all of the time. And I dangerously came close to having a cheese, onion, and bacon scone due to poor signage. But thankfully, they still had a cheese onion, peculiar. It's like if you're going to put bacon in a scone, and I think putting bacon in a scone or ham in a scone is a whole other thing, which we can talk about another time. But if you're going to do that. Don't do that and then don't do that and then put them next to each other and it's just an absolute debacle.
I find very odd you'd have a cheese and onion scone and your other option is a cheese, onion and bacon.
They also
scone.
Had two sweet scones, a standard date and a lemon and blueberry or something, which I didn't try. I think perhaps could have been better. But look, this scone, we're talking...
I'm not loving the butter in the thing there.
Oh, well, that's the thing. I was going to say the one redeeming quality about the scone was the copious amount of butter.
Yeah, it looked like a large amount. It was just weirdly placed.
And it was quite soft as well, which is good. But yeah, it was so big that it couldn't even fit in the ramekin. It was sitting on top of the ramekin.
Okay, well, I respect that part.
I think I knew it was going to be a bad scone as soon as I picked it up, and I felt the amount of flour on the outside of it. Now, I don't know if you know what I mean, but that always seems to be the... it's the foreteller of a bad experience.
Yeah, right.
You know, and it kind of turns into glue in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I bit in. That. It was dry. It was dense. There was, I would say, to hedge a guess, maybe 25 grams of butter there. There was a lot of butter.
Wow.
It was a good, maybe more, 30 grams. I'm not
sure.
Were
they giving you that much because they knew you'd need it for
well,
the crappy
you know, first
scone.
Off, though, I ordered my scone, didn't say I wanted to take away. Sat down outside, and they came out with a bag, and I said, I wanted this have here. And it's like, I'm a man, I work in hospitality, I've worked in hospitality. I ask if you want it take away. If you don't say that, I'll ask if you want it have here, or I'll assume you are having it here, you know, because I'm not a mongrel. I'm here to eat, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I thought, you know, well, hey, well, you know, I'm part of Christchurch Premier Scone reviewing team here, so I thought, you know what, I will have it here. So I said, you know, I will have it here. So she went back and very kindly, mm-hmm. she was a nice lady, and brought me back my scone. But then the other lady came out with my coffee, also in a takeaway cup, after I'd specified, and I said, I'm having here. And she's like, can I just give you this one? And I was like, well, I kind of ordered a tulip one, and you've given me a big size takeaway here. Well, it's not really what I ordered. She said, okay. So she came back and she presented me with arguably the worst coffee I've ever had.
Oh, God.
it was so bad.
God.
It was a flat white, just a tangent. I know this isn't flat white scoring.
No,
but it's all about the experience.
Coffee is as important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I ordered a flat white. Came out and I always order tulip flat white oat milk, you know, the standard. And the tulip was like slightly bigger than tulip. I don't know if you're familiar, but sometimes they go out instead of in
the
kind of a bowl.
Yeah,
it's just not, you know, thick edge, not fun.
No, it doesn't make sense.
But man, the foam in that, first off, I feel like a flat white should have a little bit of textured milk on top, right?
Yeah.
This was like a 90s rave foam party. It was just like separate. It was like liquid on the bottom and a 90s foam party on top.
Oh, I hate
like,
that.
It was
that's
like
just
three in dishes
to sip into as well.
Just, you get that, you know, noise. It's horrible. And so I will admit, this scone was dry. The onion in it was quite it was weird.
Yeah, how did that work?
Well, you know when you have you kind of caramelize an onion. You kind of get halfway through that. Maybe if you're making, a pasta pomodoro or something,
yeah,
you know,
right.
You're sweating your onions down and they say, cook your onions till they're translucent.
Yeah.
It was kind of at that level, which is fine, if you're cooking pasta pomodoro.
Yeah.
But this is kind of half done. So it was still quite sweet, still in a bit of onion flavor in it. And it's like, it's not caramelized at all. It's just sweet.
Yeah, I want caramelized the shit out of that.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here with my sweaty onion scone, you know. Mm. It was horrible. Cool. And then, you know, this bloody thing. So I will admit, I cut the scone in half. I buttered it up. And like I said, they had a lot of butter. But the bastard...
It doesn't save it.
It didn't save it. It was, you know, you could give it all the butter in Wales and it wouldn't bloody...
I think that's a really important note to take away from this, is we are extremely pro-butter people.
Oh, 100%.
Butter doesn't just fix a scone.
No, you can't just slap it on there like a Band-Aid.
No,
In fact, you know what? That's an insult to butter.
It is, really.
Butter's there for its own purpose, its own reason. It's not there to fix your mistakes.
That's right.
And, yeah, anyway, so, yeah, this scone, not pleasant. There was a good amount of cheese on the top half, and that was nice, but I just like eating cheese, so, you know.
Yeah,
So I cut it in half, and I cut each half again in half, and I ate those. Also, oh, man, I sat down, and I saw a couple at the other table across from me, share a scone, and the woman cut it down the middle like this.
What, like a cake?
Yeah, she cut it like right through, so she had two semicircles.
Oh.
What the hell, man? Who does that? Who does that? That's like cut, like, for the viewers at home, I'm like cutting like a hot dog bun all the way through.
Yeah.
But, well, maybe not like a hot dog bun. I don't know. How do I describe it? Just vertically down, not across.
Yeah, you go across.
Which, so like, that's just like
you
chaotic.
You take a half each.
Yeah. And she was sharing
like
it with someone,
bottom,
but that's how she cut it.
But not like a literal half.
And, you know, I'm all about wanting a little bit of the top half, a little bit of the bottom half. You know how it is.
No, that's just...
But that was just...
No, that's not okay.
It was chaotic, man. And so this is the kind of clientele that are coming to them.
Right.
You know.
Insane people.
So on
what
the cheeso,
was a good one you had?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, to wrap that one up, it was horrible, unredeemable, and I should never have done it. But this is part of my job. I have to review all the scones. So
now
you know.
That's right.
So those folks, if you know who you are out there, up your game. The good one. Now we can breathe out. We can relax. So... some preamble to this is, you know, you and I chatted about the foundation scone the other day, and I said this is the best in Christchurch. Well, I don't know if this was already going on or if they heard our review and stepped up to the plate because, oh my God, Terry's in the ANZ Centre.
Oh my God.
I don't know who Terry is.
That was on my list.
It was on the list, yeah. Holy shit, man, I'll tell you what, Terry, you absolute beauty. This scone was incredible.
Oh my God, really?
Let me just scroll back in my phone a little bit here. So,
I will just note while you're talking about that.
Yeah.
I will thank people for their scone suggestions. We had a lot.
Yeah, we had a good few and I'm working my way through them.
Yeah, yeah.
So there'll be some more ASMR live eating on air and there'll be some more out in the field.
And yes, no, that one was on the list. Someone said it was insane.
I'd had that prepped, that review prepped before you got the list all sorted. So I saw wise move. Man, so as you can see, first off, this was upside down. They gave it to me. You can scroll through the next few as well. So we're talking a square here.
Ah, okay. I'm kind of like real into the square scone.
Yeah,
I think
it's good. You know, they've made it a big sheet pan, kind of just pressed it. Oh, yeah, yeah. First off as well, second off, I guess, we've been gifted with two pottles of butter here.
There's a lot of cheese.
Am I right in thinking that's was that mainland butter?
I know, but can it looks
fucking good. The golden black. Oh, and it was.
It was. Yes.
So
you've
we had
two here.
We had a great cheesy chew on the outside.
Yeah. Fucking oh my awesome. God, it's got great cheese.
Man, inside was fluffy, light, pillowy. I just wanted to pull a good night kiwi and
really,
wrap myself up in that bad boy and
looks
go to sleep.
Lovely
I'll tell
and
you
fluffy
what.
There.
So. And that was enjoyed with a lovely Chinese cigarette that my friend Aksham had acquired from someone who'd been there recently. Hit like a absolute train. But, you know, that and a scone, man, I'll tell you what, you can't ask for a better combination. You can't ask for a better way to spend your morning.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
that looks like a banging scone and two butters.
That said, those butters, when you open them up, there's a lot of air in there. They have the weird, they're kind
they
of
are,
piped
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. They're not.
But you know what? That just shows that Terry and his team, his awesome team down there, just know what they're doing. They're like, hey, this butter... you could get away with giving one of those butters before they're open because they could be quite full.
Yeah.
But, and for the viewers at home, we're talking one of those 9 grams little, you're at the hotel.
The mainland ones.
Yeah, the mainland ones with the foil top. So, you know, if you didn't know that there was only half full butter in there, you could get away. But it shows these guys have gone in and opened them up themselves. And how do we look? And
they've gone.
They've done the full Monty. Man, it was awesome. Pillowy.
The colour on there, I tell you what. I mean, if there was two things I could get from those photos you took, was one was like a pale yellow.
Yeah.
One was a rich golden yellow.
Yeah.
And then was the fluffiness.
Mm, mm.
So that first one looks like it cut pretty consistently throughout, which in my mind could mean dry.
Oh, yeah. And in this case, it
means consistent kind of texture throughout, but dry.
Consistently bad.
Yeah. And that second one looked fluffy as hell. Like, it kind of broke apart.
I'm actually meeting someone for a coffee and a scone after this at Child Sister. A classic friend of the show. Great place. Everyone loves Child Sister. I'm seriously considering rerouting my trip.
Wow.
Maybe I'll get one on the way for myself. You know, who knows? But, you know, look, this scone was awesome. Highly recommend it. The team down at Terry's, you guys are great. Our other cafe... Look, I haven't said your name. If you want us to say your name, give me a good scone. And like I said, as always, folks, I'm not being paid to do this. I've spent my own money on these scones, which is an even greater disappointment for how I was let down from our friends down the road. But Terry's coming in clutch, saving the day. Fantastic stuff. And I will be back for another scone. Maybe with jam as well. Cheese and jam.
Maybe. Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
Anyway, Ruben, thank you for joining me this morning.
Oh, my pleasure, Liam, as always. I'll be back here next week.
Yeah, good luck on the... Eugene, shut up. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill the man.
Oh, there's a whirlwind. He's a whirlwind in the studio. Man doesn't know what he's doing.
You know my goddamn father yesterday?
Yeah, I know your goddamn father.
Because he knows Eugene.
Oh, no.
He goes, are you looking after my good mate, Eugene? And I was like, looking after... No. I'm that man's insane.
I'll tell you what, though. Man knows a good scone.
I don't doubt that.